Well, I absolutely have to say that I don't think it could be any better than it is now. The transition that's happened to me in the last 10 years or so is, I think, is best said by when I was at the Open this year. I looked up into the stands and I saw a lot of familiar faces that were there 20 years ago watching me play when Forest Hills was around on the grass courts and when I first came into the game, and have been there ever since throughout the course of my career. And that's the 35 to 45-year-old set. And they're still coming out and giving me that honoring of still wanting to see me play and watching me play and wanting me to go out and continue to fall and scrape and bleed and yell and scream for them and also produce the best tennis. And because of that, I feed off that. I see that, I feed off of it, and in turn, that enables me to even now try to lift my game to that level that pleases them. And that's why my rapport with the people here in New York is something that has been so special that it's difficult for me to sit here and just tell you how special that is, because they have won for me more than I can ever say, and in turn that has brought out the best in me so that I want to perform for them. And if I can keep that going for another year or two or three or whatever, however long I play with these people, then that would be great.